Welcome, hustlers, players, and squares. You are now tuned in to the W. James Dennis Podcast. All game, all the time. Soak it up and learn to play. Visit WJamesD.com. And now, the mic's all yours.
Are back with another podcast again. We're going to go ahead and tackle another Ask a Hustler question. Before we get into that, if you haven't done so already, I urge you to go to my website, wjamesd.com, click on the free stuff tab on the website and sign up for the Uncommon Sense Advisor. It's basically a newsletter. You'll get access to future courses, books, higher level game, and things of that nature. So if you haven't checked it out yet, I really urge you to go check that out. And before we get into chopping up some game today, I ran into this situation, man, where I got into a slight rant here, but I got into a situation where I kind of ended up not necessarily arguing, but kind of debating about the game with this particular person. And what kind of irritated me about the situation is, you can disagree with me all day. I have no problem with that. Everybody has their own viewpoint. Everyone has their own unique perspectives. That's fine. But don't argue with me about the rules and regulations and the principle of the game, and you're not in the game. You are arguing and trying to debate points of something you don't know anything about. That's like, if I was, let's say, 8 or 9 years old, and my father was a car mechanic, right? And he taught me from the age of 8 or 9 how to work on cars, and I do this for my entire life. By the time I'm, let's say, 30 years old, and I've been working on cars since I was 8 or 9, I know a lot about cars. And here you come, you don't know anything about how cars work. And you're going to come to me and say, you don't want to do that. No, that's not how you do that right there. It's like, man, are you for real? Have you ever worked on a car before? And you're arguing points about something you don't know anything about. You know, and I blame a lot of this on the technological age that we're in, man. Yes, this is the information age, but a lot of this information is garbage. You know, people get on the internet, man, and they they find stuff, and they come back, and they're trying to sound real slick, trying to sound real heavy, and they don't really understand what they're talking about. You know, it's just like the saying, game is to be sold, not told. Fine, yeah, that sounds slick, it sounds heavy, but do you know that there is a principle behind that saying, an actual principle? You know, hustlers say all the time, man, money over bitches. Yeah, that sounds slick, and it sounds good to say when you get around your little clique, your little social circle. It sounds good, but there is a principle behind that saying. Do you know what the principle is? And if you don't, you really don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what you're talking about. So, you know, for those of you that have been rolling with me for a while over the years, you know that one of my goals, man, is to clear up a lot of these misconceptions about the game, to kind of help restore it to a state that, you know, people know what they're talking about. You know what I'm saying? Because people are just grabbing stuff, man. And, you know, I also do business consultation, and I'll give you an example. It's like when I find somebody that does want some consultation or just some advice on business, I always come to them, and if they're serious, I come to them and I'm like, I'm about to tell you something about business. And when I tell you this, you know, you may not want to accept it. You may not really understand the depth of what I'm about to pass on to you. But when you get it, man, you'll get it. And what I tell them is this: making money should not be the main drive of your business. Making money should not be the main drive of your business. And they look at me strange. Their facial expression goes blank. Their eyes glass over. And I understand. And I understand why this is, because a lot of this, you know, you have to realize that we have lost almost two generations of hustlers and players in the game, man. And the game was always designed to be passed from mouth to ear. It was always meant to be passed verbally, and that way the game can go on for as long as it can go on. You know, because the game is a design, it's a system, and it was passed a certain way. So a lot of people that are clamoring on to these little bits and pieces of information, these little sayings that we say to sound deep or to sound heavy, and don't really understand the meaning of them, because the information, man, the information was never passed on. So I can't really get upset. So when I say something like this to someone, it's like the main drive of your business should not be making money. And I'll go ahead and take it to another level. I'll be like, here is why. Here is why. Because making money in business is a side effect. It is a side effect of doing certain things in a certain way. Making money is a side effect in business of doing certain things in a certain way. And I'm going to show you how to do these certain things in a certain way. And again, I get that blank stare look. And again, I'm not mad at them, because, you know, I wasn't always in the game. I wasn't always a hustler. I wasn't always a player. And when I first heard this, my reaction was the same way. You know, like, making money shouldn't be the driving force of my business? What are you talking about, man? I'm in business to make money. But he was like, you know, hold on, young brother. Let me explain, man. Making money is a side effect of business. You have to do things in a certain way, and the money will just come. Money is an effect, but you have to know the causes to produce that effect. And it's information like this that a lot of people don't know. So when I pass it on, man, yes, I get funny looks and things here and there, and I get a lot of questions, man, but it's okay. I am here to clear up as much as possible. All right, so rant off. Let's go ahead and chop up some game, man. We go ahead and get into this Ask a Hustler question. This is a pretty deep question, and I do have to apologize to some of my readers and listeners out there. I have to answer this question with game. So now that this is in podcast form, you can go ahead and listen to it repeatedly, and over time you'll pick up a little bits and pieces here and there, but hey, it is what it is. So the question is, to sum it up, is ruthlessness the only tactic to rise in the game? Let me repeat that. Is ruthlessness the only tactic to rise in the game? So to answer this question, I have to give next level game, advanced game. I can't talk kindergarten and grade school here. We have to go up. You have to go up a few grades. All right, so now you need to understand that when we look at the world, you will see both ruthlessness and compassion. Now, how do you be compassionate in the game and win? Is that even possible? This is the question that you need to ask yourself. Because ruthlessness, in general, seems to be the normal state of things. And to be honest, to some extent, it is. Ruthlessness is what is used to run the world. But let's look at something here. So when we talk about ruthlessness, we're talking about showing no mercy, taking what you want, being brutal in your tactics, in your strategy, and in your approach. But I always teach you all, man, that you need to look at both sides of the coin. If you do not look at both sides of the coin, you can and usually will miss something crucial. So the other side of the coin of ruthlessness is actually compassion or mercy, or being kind. Now, in the animal world, there is very little in the way of mercifulness and kindness. Animals move off of survival instinct. They make their decisions based off of survival instincts. But human beings have the capability to make decisions that are not based off survival. This is part of what makes us human. So let's go ahead and get into the game and chop this up a little bit, because I'm going to use an example, and it's a very simple example. You should be able to follow along very easily. I'm going to use the example of heat and cold. Now, heat and cold are two opposite sides of one coin, and we're going to call that coin temperature. When we look at our coin called temperature, you need to understand that there are two extremes, heat and cold. And in between those two extremes, we have a balance, which most people would call warm. Warm is a mixture of heat and cold. Let me repeat this. You have two extremes, two opposite sides of the coin, heat and cold. Where they meet is called warm. But here's where a game comes in. Where does warm begin? Meaning, where does cold end and heat start? Or where does heat end and cold start? Where is that balance? Where is that warm? Warm is based on the perspective of the individual. What is warm to them? So, what is hot to me could be warm to you. And what's warm to me might be cold to you. Right? So, I want you to stay with me here, because like I said, we're about to get into some very deep game. So let's go back to our question. What's the balance of ruthlessness and compassion? Is ruthlessness the only tactic in the game? Absolutely not. But there's a balance in between ruthlessness and compassion, the two opposite sides of the coin. So ruthlessness has weaknesses, just like compassionate or being compassionate has weaknesses. Both extremes have strengths, and both extremes have weakness. Looking at ruthlessness, any overextension of power can weaken you. And I teach this. When your power is dispersed, when your power is spread out, you are putting yourself in a weak state. And this is true of ruthlessness itself. There is a martial art called judo. And not only is this a martial art, but it's also a philosophical way of life. And in this philosophy of the martial art of judo, it is taught that you can use someone else's power and strength against them. And this is also true of the game. Ruthlessness has weaknesses. It can be used against you. Those judo philosophies don't just apply to the physical aspects of martial arts. Like I said, it's a philosophy. It is also a way of life. Okay? So, let's look at compassionate. And I don't have to go into a lot of detail about being compassionate, because everyone is well aware that if you are too compassionate, if you are too kind, and you are too nice, people will automatically smell the weakness. They will consider you a pushover. You know, I don't have to explain how too much compassion can be a weakness. But there's an old proverb, and I don't remember the exact words, so please excuse me, but I'm going to give you my version of it. And the old proverb says, you know, the strongest among us can't lead, because they will lead us into wars we can't win. At a certain point in human history, the most skilled warrior, the most skilled strategist and tactician no longer led the tribe, no longer led the kingdom. If you go back in human history, the most skilled warrior or skilled tactician, 9 times out of 10, was the leader of that particular kingdom or tribe. But at a certain point in human history, that stopped. Why did that stop? Because wisdom rules, not strength. Let me repeat that. Wisdom rules, not strength. And I need you to understand that wisdom comes from knowledge. And I'll attack this subject another day, because knowledge without knowing how and when to use it is useless information. Knowledge is useless if you do not know how and when to apply it. Knowing how and when to apply knowledge is wisdom. So let's back up and let me get to my point. The point of me telling you all of this is that both ruthlessness and compassion are necessary, two opposite sides of the coin. But we need to get to the balance of ruthlessness and compassion. And the best definition I was able to find is the word sensible. You need to be sensible, meaning you don't start fights that aren't necessary, and you don't let anyone start fights with you because they think they have an easy win. You are sensible. There's a saying in the game, and basically it's that you, as a player, should have the power to bring heaven and hell to someone's doorstep. Now, this isn't literal, of course, but the meaning is you need to be able to do what you need to do when it's time to do it. You have to have the capability to be both ruthless and compassionate. You have to be able to see, move, and execute depending on the situation and the environment that you are in. You should have the power to bring heaven and hell to someone's doorstep. Now, knowing when to be ruthless and when to be compassionate, or when you are, or just remaining neutral, just being sensible, this requires a grace and finesse with the game, and it comes through experience. You have to be in the game so you can get the experience of the game, and you can learn how to move and shake properly through the game. Ruthlessness isn't the only tactic in the game, and neither is being compassionate. There are times when you're going to need to do one or the other, or both at the same time. I'm not trying to confuse you, just follow along with me here. Okay? Let's take it up another level. Let me just explain when I say that you should be able to be ruthless on one end, you should be able to be compassionate on one end, and you should have the capability to do both at the same time. This is next level game, so peep game. I want you to soak this up. It's very important. Now, if I act compassionate so I can lay a trap, quote unquote, so I can sucker someone in for the kill, quote unquote, isn't that being ruthless? Is that not being ruthless? Although I'm acting compassionate, I'm using it as a trap. I'm looking weak. Isn't that ruthless? Or how about this? How about I'm acting ruthless to protect something or someone? Looking at it from a certain perspective, is that not compassion? I'm acting ruthless, but I'm doing it to protect something. Isn't that a form of compassion? My point here is, it's all perspective. It's all perspective. It always has been, and it always will be. Peep the game in that. Now, we'll go ahead and close this out. And as you know, hustlers are known to have a very unique perspective on life. So if you have any questions about hustling, about business, about the game, about life in general, hit me up. You can email me at wjamesdennis@gmail.com. That's wjamesdennis@gmail.com. Go ahead and shoot me a question. I'll be glad to deliver. We're going to go ahead and close out this podcast. I thank you for your time. I thank you for listening. Keep it moving.